Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Louisiana is not the only place where the governor is having his trouble. Over in our sister state of Georgia, the governor over there, Mr. E.D. Rivers, decided some few months ago that he wanted to fire his highway commissioner. So he asked the gentleman to resign. Well, as public officials have a way of doing, he didn't want to resign. He liked his job. He wanted to keep it. So he refused to resign. Well, the governor of Georgia then called out his National Guard and took the highway commissioner's office over by force. Well, he didn't like that either. So he went into the state courts in Georgia and got a court order ordering the governor to permit him to keep his office. Well, the governor of Georgia simply ignored that court order. Under constitutional law, the courts coerce the judicial department and the executive department of the state cannot come into conflict with one another. So then the highway commissioner went into the federal courts in Georgia. How he got in there, I don't know. There was a time when the people of a sovereign state believed that they were perfectly capable of taking care of their own affairs, and the federal courts kept hands off. It was always considered that the federal courts didn't have any jurisdiction in such matters. But nevertheless, the highway commissioner got into the federal courts in Georgia, just like most anybody can get into the federal courts with anything these days and times. And the federal court also ordered the governor of Georgia to permit the highway commissioner to reassume his office. Well, this fellow Rivers, governor of Georgia, seems to be sort of a stubborn cuss because he didn't pay any attention to the federal court either. So, the federal judge sent his United States Marshals over there and arrested Mr. Rivers and released him only on his promise to show up in court one day this week to show cause why he should not be adjudged guilty of contempt. And then Mr. Rivers' attorneys went into the federal court here in New Orleans, the Fifth Circuit Court, which has appellate jurisdiction over the federal court in Georgia, asked that court to set aside the ruling of the federal judge in Georgia. And that matter came up for hearing here in New Orleans today. Now, I don't know anything about the controversy existing in Georgia. I don't want to take sides in it. I don't want to even discuss the rightness or the wrongness of it. Now that Hatch Act has kept federal employees on such projects as WPA, very many other federal employees taking any part in politics. The amendment to the Hatch Bill passed the Senate, which will probably be defeated in the Congress and the House of Representatives, would keep any state employee from taking any part in politics if that state employee receives any part of his salary from the funds of the federal government. Now you can see that that would affect thousands of state employees for the reason that under the Social Security program, for instance, the employees working in that department receive a good part of their remuneration from funds paid into those departments by the federal government. It would also affect employees of the highway department because the United States certain amount of highways in the United States. There was a terrific battle, but it passed. Only hoped by the senators who opposed it that it would be killed in the House of Representatives. Of course, back of all of the opposition to this sort of bill is personal selfishness. There has never been a politician yet who didn't want to use his position and use his payroll to perpetuate himself and his friends into office. Now that is a vicious state of affairs, but apparently in the past it has been necessary. You have all heard me say on many occasions that I do not believe in political organizations. I still make that statement. The late Huey Long did not believe in political organizations.
He believes, just like I do, that there should be no sort of political coercion, no sort of political organization whatsoever, that people should run for office purely on their own merits, and that every American should be able to go to the polls and vote how he pleases, vote his own conviction, without any fear of reprisal or without any hope of reward because he voted one way or the other. Now, of course, you may say that my statement is inconsistent in view of the fact that Senator Long did build a great political organization. Well, I can only answer that by saying that when Huey Long first came to power in Louisiana, he found a political organization firmly entrenched, a political organization that could not be beaten without fighting. Now, that is what Huey Long had to face at that time, and that is the reason Huey Long built a political organization.